I guess my question is it a good idea to follow two paths, like continue with the PNP, working on the, the small goals in that respect, but also I want to take the CPA exam. That's okay. My thing.
This is a good question. I know what you're asking me. The key is to pick one that you really want to work on. A lot of you think like, well, I can't work on weight loss and this at the same time. So I'm going to have to either get fat or get educated. That's the way it happens. It's like, no, if you're going to get educated, you have to tie your health to your goal. If you're going to go for the CPA thing, would it be better to do it with less stress or doing it, figuring out what's stressing you and not eating through it? Or be like, well, I'm gonna have to get fat because I don't manage my mind around my CPA stuff, so I'm just gonna eat my way through it.
But I feel like I'm using my weight loss as an excuse. Oh, well, I need to spend X amount of time doing thought work and stuff, so I won't have time to study. When
you have said plenty of times, I have the time. What if you just prove yourself wrong and say, like, I give myself, how much time do you want to spend? How much time are you gonna spend studying a day?
I was thinking half an hour during Monday through Friday every day, and then
studying,
say 2 hours
the
on the weekend. Yeah.
Okay, what time do you wake up every day?
6 o'clock.
6 a.m.?
Yep.
What do you do at 6 a.m.?
Shower.
Shower.
Dogs out.
Shower.
Dress.
Dogs. Dress. Okay. Then what happens?
6:30, I'm in the car going to work.
So we're in the car.
I don't have a hairdryer. And I don't put makeup on.
I know. Everybody's like, jealous? What time do you get to work?
About 7.
7. Okay. And then we're at work. And then, like, tell me, like, through the time frame. When do you leave?
Probably about 4, 4:30.
Okay. Let's just say 4:30. 4:30, we go home. So we're in the car again, right?
Yep.
Okay.
And I could be listening to CPA review stuff.
Totally. So we're going to use this as study time, CPA, mm-hmm. CPA. And you have like 30 minutes of that. So an hour a day you're going to be studying. Then what happens? Like next time frame? We're just blocking time.
Just chaos, home.
All right. I can't coach you on all the things.
Usually the grocery
home
store.
Home is not chaos.
Oh,
home
it isn't.
Home is home.
Yeah.
Like so, I want you to listen to how you described it.
Yeah.
I want to lose weight. I want to do my CPA. I have a job. But girl, home is chaos. How are you going to figure out your life if you're describing it as chaos? Are you going to be able to do amazing things if you live chaotically?
I'm trying.
You think your home life is the chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Your brain is chaos about your home life. You need to do that work. So, we get home, what do? Do you let these dogs back out?
Yep.
All right, so we're at home at what, 5?
Well, grocery store.
So at 5 o'clock every day we go to the grocery store?
Usually, yeah.
Okay.
Pick up whatever the
Why
family...
Why are you going to the grocery every day? Where are you from?
I live in Florida, but my mom is older. She lives at home with us.
Okay.
And she doesn't go to the grocery store, so she, when I leave work, I say, okay, is there anything I need? And there's always something that I need to pick up on the way home, and that's like...
So could you just not make mom make a list and just go every other day rather every day?
I've tried, but she...
Have you just told her no?
Occasionally, yeah.
And how did that go? She complain?
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't we just let mom complain and we go every other day? What would life be like if you just went every other day?
I would just have to listen to the complaints.
Yeah. Until she got tired of complaining and got used to the new way.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like you're going to have to get tired of your own complaining about your chaotic life and get used to a new way to do it rather than just abdicating to a chaotic life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying you have to do that, but all right, we're just going to pretend we're going to the grocery store every damn day now. Grocery. Then what time do we get home?
Probably about 5:30.
So 5:30. When you're at the grocery, please for fuck's sake tell me that you're not picking up bonus bullshit because mama has you going to the grocery store for you.
Oh, no.
Thank you.
I go to the grocery
store
for her.
I'm not a dad.
No.
So 5:30, what happens?
Home, dog's out.
Home, dogs, probably talking to mom.
Yep.
Okay.
Figuring out dinner.
Cooking dinner?
Yep.
Oh, figuring out dinner. You should never be figuring out dinner.
She eats out a lot, so sometimes I'll drive her.
She's not your mouth.
Yeah.
There's so much not chaotic going on here other than your brain.
Yeah.
She eats out a lot. So what?
Well, I have to.
You've been at the grocery store getting her groceries, swing by McDonald's and get whatever she wants. What are you eating? Why are you figuring that out?
Well, I've been making a plan.
Good.
Every day, nearly. And hey, at least I admit it. There's someone else in here that isn't making a plan every goddamn fucking day.
I just want you to see, though, because you just rolled out chaos, and then as you're doing this, you're adding to chaos. You're not planning. Remember when I said in the very first day, randomness, leaving life up to randomness equals mediocrity.
Mm.
You've got to plan. You have to. Your brain is not in a state that you can just leave it up to it to decide things. You've got to decide ahead of time. Okay, so we're figuring out dinner. Then what?
Well, let's say she decides she wants to go out.
Okay, mom wants to go out, yeah?
So I'll drive her out.
Okay.
And then she eats at a club. And then she'll be, you know, if I have other errands, I'll leave her there so I don't have to eat with her. And then I'll just eat at home.
Okay, good. So how long does clubbing take for your mom?
Probably a couple hours, hour and a half.
I'm just going to tell you, I think we all should hang out with her mother because we get grocery delivered. We get to go clubbing every night. I'm like, she sounds like she's 17. She's with our son who can't find his underwear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So now we're up to 7. We're back home.
Yep.
So when you're doing all these errands while your mom's eating, we could probably be doing some more of this.
Yeah, listening in the car.
Okay, so this is a good use of our time. All right? So it's 7 on, what's happening?
Just stuff in the house, you know, taking the trash out, you know, cleaning the kitchen.
So was that
making her doctor's, you know, I have to give her a list of what she has to do the next day. Because she's 82, she's starting to forget things.
Okay.
You know, making sure she has her pills.
So what does that take, 30 minutes, 45 minutes?
Probably about an hour, just of wrangling.
Okay, so we got 8 o'clock now. All right, now what? So from here, we're back home and doing things. Doing the house. Okay, now what?
Usually I get in the tub.
So it's tub time?
Tub time.
And then what time do we get out of the tub?
Probably about 9.
An hour long bath.
It's the only time when no one... I think it's great.
I was just, when you said you had a chaotic life, I didn't think we had time for an hour long soak. we're not even going to call it tub time. We're going to be like the hour of pleasure.
And I listen to podcasts in the tub. I'm glad I'm there with you. I've Marco Polo from the tub.
All right. And then what are we doing at 9? Probably amazing things, depending on which podcast you've listened to.
That's it. Then I'm, you know, putting laundry away, whatever else has to be done in the house, and going to bed.
Okay. So tidy in bed.
Oh, and writing my plan.
Does that legit happen?
Sometimes.
Okay, what if we just put that, it sounds like you could probably tidy during this 5:30 when you get home and all that stuff. What if we just made sure we made a plan every day? Just commit to making a plan every day? Here's what I want you to see. Nowhere in here does it hose weight loss. Nowhere in here does it hose being a CPA either. And yet, in your brain, I don't think I can do both. Most of you do this. You never actually just take a look at your life and put it all down in time blocks to see how you're spending your time and what's going on. It's like, where in here, like, show me where overeating must occur.
Before I get home.
Must occur.
Well, I was insulating myself because it was stressful at home.
Well, so it wasn't insulating. Otherwise, you wouldn't pay $500 to be here to figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So don't ever call it insulating again. Say, I was eating to escape my life and escape every goal, hope, and dream I ever wanted.
Ouch. Yeah.
Well, guys, if you're going to talk about your eating, quit fucking talking about it like it's your best friend. Like it's doing something for you. Overeating is the most self-loathing thing you do. It is never helping you. You can't afford to think that it helps you, that it does something productive, that it insulates you. It makes you miserable.
It does.
And it also convinces you that you can't do amazing things in your life without it. Like, well, I want to do the CPA thing. I'm going to have to eat. The reason why I did all of this is to, like, all of you should do things like this. You can do more than one thing at a time, but here's how you actually do it. First, you get awareness around what's happening so that your brain, like we talked about, it's not a shit show. It's not all the things. I'm doing everything, blah, blah, blah. You got to strip down all of those descriptors, collect the data. Then the next thing you do is like, if I'm going to be a CPA, how can I tie this to weight loss? If you're going to be studying, do you need healthy food to power you through? Or do you need junk that's going to give you insulin spikes and all the things and make you sluggish and feel bad about yourself later and have to figure out how to not feel bad about yourself so you can get back to studying?
Healthy food.
Right. That's how you do more than one thing at a time. You take, like, if I want to lose weight, I'm going to eat healthy. I'm going to drink my water. I'm going to, if you're going to be studying and doing all this stuff, do you need sleep?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so then you take the four basics, you tie them to the goal. They are part of the action steps of becoming a CPA. And then it works together. And then it doesn't have in your brain, I can't do two things at once. There's no way, like, all of this planning, Corinne, is going to take so long, it's for sure I'm not going to be able to study. It's like, no, it is 2 fucking minutes at night before I go to bed. And you know what I have to do the rest of the day? I get to eat what's on here because I need to be doing this. I don't need to be running around trying to find food, wasting my time snacking when I should be listening and paying attention to my CPA. Like, this eating in the car shit that I think you were doing, you said something about, like, well, this is my eating time, my insulation time. Yeah, if you've got a ding-dong in your mouth, you can't concentrate on what you're listening to. You... Well, it's true. You're too busy eating. And half-ass listening.
Yeah.
That's how you talk to yourself. Y'all have to talk about this stuff like this. And not the way you've been doing it. Change the conversation you're having. And how is the best way to figure out how you're talking to yourself? You write. And then you read it. Like, oh, no wonder it seems so hard to not eat at 4:30. I keep calling it insulation. I think I'm actually putting on insulation.